I'm Jenna Dooley. Facing a severe teacher shortage, the Illinois State Board of Education is warming up to the idea of ending its so-called basic skills test for teachers. Dusty Rhodes explains.
To earn a teaching certificate in Illinois, you have to hit high scores on the SAT, the ACT, or an equally rigorous exam known as the TAP. But superintendents across the state say they don't care whether their Spanish teacher can do geometry or their geometry teacher knows grammar. Do most agree it's time to ditch basic skills?
In my opinion, I think we do.
That's Ralph Grimm, a retired superintendent who is now chief education officer for the state board. He says this would not mean letting in dumb teachers.
The universities, before they say this is a candidate for licensure, will have to attest that the skills have been covered and mastered, if you will.
There's ongoing discussion and less agreement on two other major tests that teachers have to take. I'm Dusty Rhodes.
In other news, it's been just a week since Champaign Bus Company Suburban Express entered into a consent decree with the state attorney general's office. It stems from charges of racial discrimination. But yesterday, Illinois' attorney general, Kwame Raoul, said Suburban Express already violated the terms of that decree. In an interview with the 21st show, Raoul said the consent decree calls on the company to comply with the current laws when it comes to discrimination.
It shouldn't take a consent decree to tell you not to ban anyone from service based on their race, national origin, or religion, and, you know, not to be publishing customers' personal information. These are things fundamentally any business should know better not to do.
But Raoul said his office is alleging owner Dennis Teppin is continuing to harass customers. Customer harassment and discriminatory practices are what caused the previous Attorney General Lisa Madigan to investigate the company last year. On his website, Teppin said the Attorney General's press release on the consent decree was, quote, false and defamatory. Text messages and emails show Chicago's top prosecutor injected herself into the criminal case against Jussie Smollett, despite recusing herself. Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox texted a deputy that the Empire actor had been overcharged by her own office. She and her staff also scrambled later to explain the March 26th decision to drop all charges against Smollett. He was accused of staging a racist, anti-gay attack on himself in January. I'm Jenna Dooley.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. As severe weather makes its way into the region during the spring, the Illinois Emergency Management Agency wants the public to be prepared. Rain and thunderstorms are moving across our region this morning, though nothing has risen to the level of strong to severe weather. IEMA spokesperson Rebecca Clark says it's important to always be aware of what's happening and make sure you have plenty of warning.
Sometimes you're not all together when a storm hits, and so make sure that each member of your family can receive emergency alerts and notifications. These are something simple that can be on your smartphone.
Clark says most weather apps have alerts, and it's a good idea to go to your phone's notification settings and make sure emergency alerts are turned on. Other tips include setting up a family communication plan to get a hold of each other during a storm and make sure you review your emergency supply kit regularly. Union County may soon be home to a sober living house. Connect Point Church in Anna is in the process of opening such a facility later this year. Pastor Stephen Gwynedd says many details are still being worked out as far as a length of stay and whether it'll be an all-female or all-male facility, but he says it will be a place to help those on a path to sobriety.
Where folks recovering can live in a supervised, sober environment, with structure and rules, mandatory curfews and chores, but also therapeutic sessions, and residents, you know, will attend at least one Christ-based service gathering, if you will, at least once a week.
Church families have donated to get the project started. I'm Jennifer Fuller.